2024. Varsanyan, Mary San Giovanni, Duvarg Duvarg, Com Intehit, Ungen Min Far Du Aldrig. Varsanyan, The Wolf Song, by Astrid Lindgren, Nordic Lullaby. The glittering night was silent. Ice-sheathed branches of leafless trees shivered and tinkled as the breath of early January moaned across the mountaintop. The moon spilled full, silvery light onto the soft mounds of snow that had buried the few roads leading up or down the mountain. The handful of small cabins that had formed the reluctant community of aloof neighbors known as Bergstop glowed cozily enough from well-fed fireplaces, but they were few and far between. Mostly, the mountaintop belonged to the season. Bears slept, foxes and deer burrowed for warmth. What birds were left did not sing, but sheltered under wings, huddled in their nests. Only the wolves howled. Only they left tracks in the otherwise unbroken snow. In the cabin highest on the slope, Johanna had shuttered the windows against the cold, but it still managed to find its way in. Under doors, over sills, through small cracks between the logs, the icy air had found its fingers, and those fingers brushed necks and backs and feet and hands. It was late, very late, and some instinct had woken her up. She looked to the twins in their cribs, sleeping soundly beneath blankets, and couldn't help but smile. The gentle breathing, the round, soft, cherubic faces and hands, still so small, and the thatches of white blonde hair, gave her a sense of peace she rarely felt elsewhere. They were strong boys like their father, and they didn't mind the cold, just as he hadn't. She imagined that once he had been that little, as peaceful in sleep and as rowdy and brimming with boisterous joy when awake. But it was hard to reconcile those things with the stoic, hard man she had married, the man given to quiet tenderness with her and the children, but nowhere else. The snow had taken him the winter before, when the boys could barely walk. It had swallowed him up in the darkness that always settled between the luminous drifts of white. The men from down the slope had gone looking for him, but the hardness in their eyes, the knit of their bushy brows, and the grating of their jaws as they clutched their guns and axes, told her that they didn't believe they would find him, her Tormund. Not while winter held the mountain in its grasp. Maybe not ever. They had not found him alive or dead. They had found neither his gun nor his axe, only the little metal hammer on a leather cord that she had given him to protect and remind him of her when he was away. They found it in the snow, amidst the boot tracks of a man and the four-toed tracks of some much larger beast, where there had been a clashing and kicking up of the snow about a mile down the mountain, and there had been blood. They had not looked long, though. Those signs had been answer enough to them about what had happened. It was winter in Bergstop, and the season was not all that held dominion over the mountain. Johanna believed the stories about the strange beasts that hunted at night, oblivious to the cold. She believed them because her Modir had believed them, and her Amma before her. She believed them because the gruff men with guns and axes, who feared nothing else on the mountain, feared those things. She had not gone so far as to hang silver and iron from the doors, as the other wives did. But now she was alone with the boys, and since she'd heard the old words muttered through those bushy beards, not just Vargen, but Varulv, she had pulled out the old boxes of amulets and runic wards that her grandmother had passed down to her mother, and her mother to her, and pulled out all the warding pieces. She'd laid them out